our prayers today, we have a response. When I say, Lord, hear us, feel free to respond. Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you that Jesus looked at the woman's heart and at Simon's heart, and that he looks at all our hearts and recognizes our need of forgiveness and love. We now bring our deepest needs to the Lord. For your people, we pray, that we may be an instrument of your mercy and a channel of your peace, that we may learn to live in love for each other and for you, our God. May we learn how to be salt and light in our communities. We ask for the grace to avoid condemning others whom we find embarrassing or difficult. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for people who feel weighed down by guilt or shame, who feel that they can never be forgiven, that they may hear the Lord Jesus speaking words of healing grace, and so come to know true freedom and peace. And if you can use us in doing this, help us to be willing to be used. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the people of Syria, and particularly for the people of Eastern Ghouta at this time, that peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation will one day replace the fighting and violence that has devastated their land. We pray for the children of Syria, that they will one day be healed from the traumas of war. Lord, hear us. And we pray for all refugees and migrants, that your loving compassion for them may be felt especially by those who are older and most vulnerable. Open our hearts to receive them, that they may find a new home and a new hope. Lord, hear us. Heavenly Father, we know that you will hear our prayers and graciously grant them through Jesus, your Son. Amen.